Here, the attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Mandarin at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you out in Radio Land, and thank you so much for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Brother Davis. I'm standing in for Dr. Youngblood on today, who's taking a few days off. Certainly, we hope and pray that everything is going well with him and his family on today, and we continue to lift them up in prayer because we realize that prayer changes things. And these days and time that we're living in, we can't afford to sit on the stool of do nothing. It's time for us as Christians to get up and do something. Let us get active in the Word of God, in the works of God, because Jesus is soon to return. And I don't know about you, amen, but I am anticipating that day. I'm waiting and anticipating because I realize that time is winding up. And we look at the evil that's going on in society on today, the evisceration of Christian morals and values, how it's permeated the schools, even the churches where we worship. We have to certainly join hand in hand as Christians today and stand together united and let us fight Satan and sin with all of our might. I want to thank God this morning for all of you that decided to tune in with us on today. I do thank God for my wonderful bride of 37 years. Amen. My wonderful church family. And all of my family members that are listening today by way of internet, and all of you that decided to tune in with us on today. We're going to be talking about today, what's your priority for 2024? What's your priority now that God has allowed you to live to see another brand new year? What have you resolved within yourself to do? Now, I understand that each and every time a new year comes around, many people set aside certain New Year's resolutions. And there are some popular ones that stand out on the list. As I look at a few of the ones that I have listed here, some people make a resolve to exercise more, to lose weight, to get organized, to learn a new skill or hobby, to live life to the fullest, to save more money and spend less money, to quit smoking, to spend more time with family and friends, to travel more, to read more. So what's your priority on today? As a Christian, as a believer, as one who have been blood washed and born again, what's your priority on today? Are you grateful that God has allowed you to see another new year? If you look around on today, as I do myself so many times, I realize that there were some that was with me last year that's not here this year. There's nothing so good that we have done that we deserve to be here right now. It's only by God's grace and mercy that you will still here on today. So for that reason, you ought to lift your hands up to heaven and tell God thank you. Certainly, we thank and praise God for everything, amen, that he has done for us on today. We're going to be covering, amen, many areas on today, but also we're going to incorporate the Word of God into our discussion because it is the truth book. It's the truth as revealed in the Word of God. For Jesus said in his holy word, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And he also went on further to say to the Father, thy word is truth. So if we consider the high priestly prayer that he prayed in St. John chapter 17, he told the Father to sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. He said, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil. And certainly this is my prayer each and every day, because I realize that we're up against many things, dangers seen and unseen. And the only way that we're going to be able to make it, we're going to have to be rooted and grounded in God's word. Certainly, I thank and praise God again for all of you that are listening on today. Amen. And I thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. We just celebrated through the Christmas season, amen, the birth of the Savior. And I'm so glad, amen, that God sent his only son in the world to die on the cross for my sins. Let me remind you on today that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. That call gets through to the studios, right to our microphones, so we can entertain your questions and comments. Certainly, amen, we want to know, amen, what's your priority for 2024? Let me remind you on today also, we want to thank God for Tools for a Time being a sponsor of this program, Tools for a Time, an outdoor power equipment and lawn service equipment specialist that sells any type of tools you might need. If you're looking to own your own business in lawn care and maintenance, or perhaps you are an avid professional at maintaining your lawn at home, and you just don't have the right tool to help you to get the job done, Tools for a Time can assist you in that area. They have a website, toolsforatime.com, toolsforatime.com. Amen. You can look them up and see what they have to offer. And certainly, I don't believe you'll be disappointed. Amen. They have many things to offer, amen, that may be helpful in the area of lawn care and lawn maintenance. Amen. Again, we thank God for all of you that are listening on today. What's your priority as a Christian on today, as a born-again believer? Let me read to you some information that I have here about the top 10 most common New Year's resolutions and how to follow through on them. Every year, millions of people make New Year's resolutions, hoping to spark positive change. Now, that's what it's supposed to be all about. Positive change. When you make a resolution, in other words, like the Bible says, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Don't make a promise and go back on it. Because when we look at God and who he is, whenever he makes a promise to us, God does not go back on his word. There is no failure in God. But sometimes we let our mouths start speaking before we can even think about whether we're able to fulfill whatever it is that we have spoken about. And sometimes we overload ourselves and cause many problems upon our own selves. So for that reason, amen, I can remember reading in the Bible where it says, amen, that we ought to think twice and speak once. So for that reason, let's not make empty promises to ourselves that we don't intend to keep anyway. Let's be truthful to our word. Let's set goals that are attainable, because through the power of God, you can do all things through Christ that gives you the strength. The recurring themes each year includes a more active approach to health and fitness, improved finances, and learning new things for personal and professional development. Certainly, if you look at all of those areas, we all can stand some improvement, amen, in those same areas that we just talked about. Because as we continue to live life from day to day, we're going to be faced with challenges. And the only way that we can overcome those challenges, we certainly need to have God on our side. When it comes down to our finances, we must realize that the Bible commands the believer to tithe. Now, there are many people that have problems when it comes down to the subject of tithing. However, we won't try to cover that in any area on today. We just want to mention it to you that if you are a believer, then the Bible commands you to do so. God is not asking you to pay him. He's asking you to give the tithes. Bring the tithes. I believe when you go to Malachi chapter 3, he said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that it may be meat in my house. We have to understand that when we tithe, when we give God the first 10% right off the top of our increase, then that first 10% is consecrated to him. And through that 10%, he can bless you with everything else you need. Now, don't get me wrong on today. The country boy is not telling you that you're going to get money each time you pay or you give a 10% of your income, because your blessings come in the form of your needs. You need health, you need life, you need strength, you need provision in your home, you need your family to be blessed. So in all of those areas, God can bless you if you will only obey his word. So when we look at these resolutions, when it comes down to the area of finances, many a times Christians have problems when it comes down to the subject of tithing. So let us not get caught up on that, but let us learn to know and understand if we only take God at his word. And he goes on further in Malachi chapter 3, and that's the only area in the Bible that I know that God has given us the authority to prove him or to test him. He said, prove me now, right now, if I will not open you up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that it won't be room enough to receive it. Now, I don't know how many windows are up in heaven, but how many ever windows there are, there's only one blessing that's going to come out of those windows. And he's telling you that you won't have room enough to receive that one blessing that he's going to pour out. So I don't know about you, but I look forward to that each and every time. Not to money, but to being blessed. And not only that, when I'm blessed, I love to share my blessings with my loved ones. Share my blessings with my fellow man. This is what it's all about on today. If we learn how to give as well as receive, the Bible lets us know, amen, it is more blessed for us to give than to receive. So when we are blessed, amen, on today, God does not intend for us to hoard that up for ourselves, but amen, to share, amen, share with each and every one, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Making resolutions or goal setting is like having your own personal cheerleader rooting for you to succeed. When you set your goals, you're making a promise to yourself and your dreams. It's all about being accountable and taking ownership of your actions. Again, going back to what I said earlier, don't set a goal. Don't let something come out of your mouth. Don't vow a vow, like the scripture say, if you don't intend to keep it. Do whatever it is you say that you're going to do. Set goals that are attainable, and each and every time you accomplish a goal, this is what I do. I cross it off my list, and I look up and I tell God, thank you, because I realize if it had not been for him giving me the power to be able to be successful. After all, he said, I have given you power to get wealth. He didn't give us power, amen, to make us rich, or wealth, or money in order to make us rich. Money is supposed to be a tool for you to use in order to get whatever it is that you need. Now, when you put all of that into the hand of God, God can take a little and he can turn it into a lot. So listen, let me tell you on today again, be encouraged. Amen. Learn, amen, how to trust in the word of God. Deadlines and milestones become your trusty sidekicks, reminding you to stay focused and disciplined. By sticking to your plan and putting in the effort day in and day out, you develop habits that pave the way for your growth and success, whether it's in your career or personal lifestyle. Now, we're talking about achievable goals. Things that you can accomplish. And I read you a short list of 10 a while ago of some of the most common New Year's resolutions that people make and how they follow through on them. And again, the number one thing on that list is exercise more. Certainly we all can use that. Sometimes we sit to the table and we eat to the full, and sometimes we overeat and we end up getting ourselves in trouble, because we put on too much weight, and sometimes some of the food don't agree with us, and our health begin to get out of whack. So we have to understand it takes exercise. We have to get up and burn off some of that energy and burn off some of those calories in order to keep yourself healthy. So that's not a bad resolution, but let's understand when it comes down to being a Christian, that's not the most important resolution. That's not the most important priority, but certainly, amen, it can be included in one of the top 10 most important resolutions. When we look at the next one, it says, get organized. get organized. There are many things that we put our hands out to do each and every day in life. And sometimes it's not organized. And that's the reason why it doesn't work. The Bible lets us know, amen, that there's nothing wrong with us planning, but we have to make sure that we have God incorporated into the plan. So in order for us to organize, we have to learn how to do it God's way. There's only one right way, and it's God's way. And if we do it the way that God tells us to do it according to the scripture, then we know that everything is going to be all right. But we have to trust in God. The next thing it says on the list is learn a new skill or hobby. Certainly, again, when we look at these things, and these are common resolutions made by common people, and sometimes Christians also have these on the list. But again, let me point out to you, the most important thing we can have on our list as a top priority is learning how to obey God. You know, there are so many people in the world being a part of other religions and institutions, even when it comes down to world religions and cults. They are willing to obey whatever it is they are told according to the instructions connected to that institution or cult. But I don't understand yet for the life of me, why is it so hard for Christians to trust in God's word? I would love to know, what is it about God that you don't trust? What is it about his word that you don't trust? Have you ever tried it and the word just failed? Now, let me tell you, if you say that the word failed, you're just wrong, my brother and my sister, because God can never fail. There's no failure in God. The shortage or the failure comes on our behalf because these things must be done by faith. If we have faith, the scripture says, as the size of a mustard seed, we can speak to the mountain. That's what God said in his word. We can speak to the mountain and this mountain will be removed. But it's all done by faith. Even when it came down to casting the demon out of the little demon-possessed boy. When the disciples came and that father came to Jesus and asked him, why couldn't your disciples cast him out? Jesus said, this kind come forth by nothing but fasting and prayer. It takes a commitment to God, a commitment through fasting, praying, reading his word, attending your services, etc., etc., etc. I can go through maybe a plethora of things that should be done in the household of God that Christians fail to do from time to time. But no matter what we do, if it's not done by faith or through faith, the Bible tells me that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So we have to learn that when we get ready to make priorities or resolutions as Christians on today, we have to do it in faith, trusting in God, realizing that he is the only one that's going to help us to accomplish whatever it is that we have resolved to do. 904-831-0917, that call gets you through to the studios, right to our microphones, so we can entertain your questions or comments. What is your priority for 2024? Now, I'm not going through the whole list, again, because I read out to you 10 different common of the most common resolutions that people make concerning New Year's resolutions. Now, this is just a write-up that I'm reading to you from. Making your New Year's resolutions happen. This is the next section. Despite the best of intentions, once the glow of a fresh New Year wears off, many people struggle to make good on their plans. According to a study published in the Journal of Clinical Psychology, only 46% of people who made New Year's resolutions were successful. 46%. Now, this is the reason why I didn't spend a lot of time on those 10 most common resolutions, because again, they're good resolutions. They're not anything bad. They're good. But what you have to realize is when you make these resolutions, make sure that you are resolved or you intend to see them through. Many times people make resolutions because they hear other people making resolutions. And a lot of times they don't have the right desire. They don't have the right motivation in their heart and in their mind. So when they make those resolutions, they're not going to be successful because they're not serious about what it is that they are saying. But the study, the clinical study that I just read to you said 46% of people who made New Year's resolutions were successful. That's a pretty small number. That's less than half. That means over half of the people who set a goal for the new year will fail. Now, again, that's just the study. But know and understand that since we have the numbers here in place, it's letting us see how empty and void it becomes if we don't intend to follow through with whatever it is we have set aside for ourselves to do. Naturally, it says, the study also involved non-resolvers who did not make a New Year's resolution, but had a goal they wanted to achieve that year. Only 4% of non-resolvers were successful at achieving their goals, a far bleaker result than those who did make a New Year's resolution. So now, again, we are looking at those who were not resolved. Remember I said that a little bit earlier. If you're not resolved in what you're going to do, your chances of failure is going to be greater. Because it's saying here, through the survey, only 4% of non-resolvers were successful at achieving their goals. So what's your priority as a Christian? What can you resolve to do? Do you have any ideas what you want to do? Now, I have about 20 different goals that Christians resolve to make from time to time based on scripture that I'm going to share with you later in the program. But I just want to open up this part just to show you the common resolutions that people make, New Year's resolutions, and how those resolutions are not necessarily all the time successful because they're not serious in what they're saying. They're not intending to do what they say that they're going to do from the start. So then that's the reason why these resolutions fail. Now, let's get back to the write-up. Naturally, we don't want to be in the camp of folks who fail to achieve their aspirations and dreams for 2024. So we've put together an exhaustive plan for following through on your resolutions. If you want to realize your New Year's resolution for this year, says follow these 10 steps. Now, I'm going to go through these steps, and we may not get through the whole thing before the news break. But I just want you to see, just to get a basic idea of what people resolve to do, the thing that they say that they're going to do, and how sometimes they try to make sure that they follow through on what they're doing, but then some of them fail because they lack the resolve to get the job done. The number one thing for making a New Year's resolution happen, mentally prepare for change. Mentally prepare for change. Changing ingrained habits is no easy task. So before diving headfirst into your New Year's goals, it's important to take a step back and get ready for that impending challenge. Listen, again, if you already know beforehand that it's going to be challenging, and I'm not picking at anyone, I can stand to lose a few pounds myself. If you know that it's always been a challenge for you to lose weight, don't challenge yourself with that if you know that you don't intend to follow through with whatever it takes to get that job done. Now, again, if you intend to follow through, then let me advise you something. Let me just tell you to do this. Dig in other words, with all four. Get completely resolved. Get serious about what you are doing. Make a plan and stick to it. Rome wasn't built overnight. So you have to understand this thing is done step by step, one day at a time. This is the only way that you're going to be able to accomplish those goals if you intend to be successful. The first breakthrough in change is taking personal inventory. Being that it's the end of the year and the beginning of the next, it's perfect timing to take stock of the past year's accomplishments. Think about the following. Now, this is how you mentally prepare for change. What did I set out to do in the past year? Think about that. Now, we're talking about preparing mentally. Think about what it is that you set out to do the past year that might not have happened. Next, where did I make progress? Where did I make progress? I mean, these are things that you need to think over before you set out to try to do something and you end up failing. You have to mentally prepare yourself to make sure that you are ready to accomplish whatever it is that you need to try to do. And then, where didn't I see progress? Three good questions for mental change to help you, to assist you in that area, to get you ready to meet your goal. Mentally prepare yourself so that you can be successful making that goal. Naturally, your resolution may focus on areas that lack progress, but don't forget to savor the progress made and find some small way to celebrate. Those happy feelings are useful if possible. Try to associate them with an object or word related to your accomplishment. So you can look at whatever goal it was that you accomplished. And of course, if you are a Christian, first thing you ought to do is say, thank God. Because you didn't do that by your own strength or by your own will. It took the power of God to enable you to accomplish that. And then if you think about God giving you life, health, and strength, if he hadn't given you those three things, you still would not have been successful. So for all of these reasons, as a Christian, when it comes down to common resolutions, if you are successful in any area, again, I say the first thanks and praise belongs to God. Amen. You will want to keep that upbeat with your new resolution so you can use that positive association with last year's accomplishments to remind you of the good feelings when you are feeling challenged. As you start thinking about the changes you want to implement, make sure to do the following. Stay positive. Try not to make big, quick changes. Change should be gradual. Build on smaller changes and allow a little room for error. All of these things are very important when it comes down to mentally preparing yourself to meet your goals or priorities for 2024. And I certainly want to make sure that you are encouraged. Don't get discouraged. This is the job of the devil to discourage you because he doesn't want to see you go through anyway, especially as a child of God. Anything that it takes to mar the image of God, that's what he will do. But I have you to know and understand, amen, that if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, he will see you through and that everything can and certainly will be all right. Amen.
Is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Leading a Republican congressional delegation to the southern border, House Speaker Mike Johnson is blasting Biden open border policies, which he says put the country in grave danger of another terror attack or attacks. Texas Governor Abbott taking heat from big city mayors for sending illegal aliens.